deal with airplane peanuts.
An extravaganza is about to happen.
Oh yeah, June 28th.
It's like, you know, it's like Christ rising.
It's insane.
You know,
it's insane. It's the second coming of Christ.
Yeah,
it's like the when they brought back the
wonders of the world. How many wonders were there?
Huh?
How many wonders of the world is it?
Seven.
We're the 12th.
We're the 12th wonder of the world.
June 28th. At 6 p.m., guys.
6 p.m. Pacific.
We've never done this
time.
Before. We need your support, and you're going to be glad you're there.
We've got so many good bits planned. We've got some people coming into town to say hi to us.
Yeah.
We might have some things done to somebody physically that they might not know about.
Yeah.
And it's going to be incredible.
Pain.
Surprises coming.
There's going to be pain.
June 28th at 6 p.m. Pacific time.
If you're not there,
well, we're going to be pissed.
Today's Monday, June 27th, and there's just one more day until Bad Friends goes live. The Bad Friends live show, Bobby Lee, Andrew Santino, they're doing it tomorrow at 6 p.m. It's going to be fun. You know, the few live podcasts I've seen in the past have all over-delivered what my expectations were, like the Two Bears one. I saw a few Your Mom's House ones, and live podcasts are... they're awesome. So I definitely go recommend this if you are a Bad Friends fan and if you're on the fence. So June 28th, which is tomorrow, Tuesday, June 28th, it starts at 6 p.m. and it goes till 9 p.m. So it's 3 hours long, and tickets for right now, they're $12. So you're paying $4 an hour to watch Bobby Lee, Andrew Santino, and the rest of the Bad Friends crew, you know, just do high levels of entertainment for you there. It's going to be funny. I mean, we can almost guarantee that, I'd say. But also, if you wait till tomorrow or after to buy tickets, then they go up to $14. So today is the last day that they're $12. And then another cool thing they're doing is that you can still buy tickets to this for a week after the show. So if you're busy tomorrow night and you can't make it at 6 p.m., you could buy them any other day this week. Or if you're wanting to wait and get the word on the street and see if it's worth it or not, you could wait a few days. I'm definitely pulling the trigger, though, and I want to watch live with them because I think that there's something a little more humorous about it when you know that it's happening actually live rather than watching a taped live version back. I don't know. I guess it's technically the same thing, but I think I'm going to be there tomorrow at 6 p.m. So let me know. Comment if you're going to be there. Comment if you're going to the virtual live show tomorrow at 6 p.m. And they also have this live chat going right now for people that are waiting. So if you're a huge Bad Friends fan and just want to get real into the community, go check that out too. Bad Friends live show tomorrow, June 28th. I'm excited.
Go to momenthouse.com/badfriends to sign up to watch this live show.
It's a Christian live show.
It's a Christian live show. It's all. It's going to be.
I'm getting baptized.
I'm baptizing you.
You're baptizing me by Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith?
Exactly, man.
Yes.
And it's going to be great.
So
man.
Watch Bad Friends Live. You can watch it from your couch, from the bathtub, from a spaceship.
Yeah.
You can watch from anywhere. It's a Christian only show.
Tom Segura's new book came out last week. Very exciting. It's called I'd Like to Play Alone, Please. And it is hilarious. I would definitely recommend it. I bought mine on Amazon and it came. I think I pre-ordered it, so I got it about a week ago. But it's hilarious. It's funny. It's sad. It's insightful. It sounds like Tom. I mean, this is the first sentence of the book, so you guys can get a taste. See if it's worth the read for you. Very first sentence of the book. A note from the author. When Jeffrey Epstein called me in the summer of 2013, I didn't know what to make of it. We had spent time together in Paris the prior spring. That's really what it says right there. And it just picks up from there. I mean, that's how it starts and it keeps going.
They told me that there was a couple things in the book that we shouldn't keep in the book. And I was like, why? And they said, you're definitely going to get flagged for this from like the book world as being like, you know, highly offensive. And and I was like, oh, I'm ready. Like, I live in this world, not in the book world, so let them. I don't know if it'll happen, but they seem to think that there's stuff in the book that will upset people. I don't know. I mean,
like I said, I'm about halfway done with it, so I'll give a full book review probably next Comedy Update next week. But Tom Segura's book, I mean, the artwork is cool. There's pictures in here. There's stories. Some of the favorite stories from his stand-up, like The Lost Wallet, to stories about his dad, to stories about just everything.
There was that voice where I was like, oh, I wanted to do that too. I've seen comedians with books for years, and I always wondered if it would be, you know, something that I would do. It's things from everywhere, like childhood stories, stories about the podcast, stories about being a touring comedian, the one about my father, the one about my mother, people that I've met, celebrities. Like, it's kind of a mix of everything that I thought was either interesting or funny to write about. And I think it turned out, you know, pretty well. I think the audiobook will be a lot of fun for podcast and stand-up fans to listen to.
Not only that, but it was also number 2 on the New York Times bestseller list. So now Tom Segura is forever a New York Times bestselling author, which is kind of funny and kind of cool. It's awesome. Go get this book, Tom Segura, I'd Like to Play Alone, Please. If you are a Tom Segura fan, you will definitely really enjoy it.
I just got the call. It's very exciting. I am a New York Times bestseller. Thank you very much. And I'm number 2 on the list. Some fucking absolute shitbag of a human being, I'm sure. I don't know. I don't even know who it is. It's number 1. Fuck that guy. But it is fun to say I'm number 2.
And also, welcome back to the Comedy World Update. Every single Monday, bringing you the comedy news that you need to know right here on Joke World. So make sure you subscribe if you haven't. And tune in every single Monday. We're going to go through topics happening in the comedy world right now. Who went on each other's shows? Who's dropping new specials? Anything and everything that you need to know about the world of stand-up, comedians, and just comedy in general. The Comedy World Update every single Monday. Stavros announced on Saturday that he is leaving the podcast Cumtown, posting this on his Instagram to let the fans know. He said, "Want to let everyone know that I'm not a part of Cumtown anymore. As much as we joked about hating the fans and the podcast itself, the show changed my life and I'll always be grateful for that. Thanks to everyone who listened, subscribed, and supported the show. It means a lot. I'm sad my involvement in the pod is over, but I'm also really excited for the future. I'm working on a couple things and I can't wait to share. Love ya. Thanks for everything." And the caption was, "We had a good run. With 2 hearts." So Stavros leaving Cumtown. It sounds like things will move forward with the podcast, maybe without him, and it doesn't seem to be any bad blood. The vibe in the community section when I posted this talking about it with you guys is that, you know, Stavros is hot right now, wants to capitalize off of everything he's got going for him, and people are happy for both sides. So end of Cumtown as we know it. We'll see what happens with it in the future. But thank you, Stavros, for the great memories there, and hopefully things continue to keep working out in the future. I mean, he's one of the hottest comedians. He's my favorite actual stand-up to watch on stage, I'd say, with these clips that he's putting out. So I'm sure it's all going to work out for everyone, but just kind of sad for the lifelong fans of Cumtown. Now it's time for the guest list, which is where we go through who went on each other's shows last week to make sure you don't miss any comedians appearing on any podcast that you really would like to enjoy. So this past weekend, did not have a guest this week. Tiger Belly had on Oliver Tree. Two Bears, One Cave had Danny Brown sit in instead of Burnt Chrysler. Flagrant 2, who has been on a absolute podcast heater unlike we've ever seen before. They had on Steve-O and Dave Portnoy last week, which is just incredible. I feel like every single time we've been doing these comedy updates, I keep saying, oh my gosh, these Flagrant like guests are just insane. They've had Joe Rogan, Logan Paul, Dave Portnoy, Steve-O, Stavros. They've had in all within like lined up with each other. So Flagrant 2, Flagrant now. It's just Flagrant now, sorry. Flagrant continues to kill it with their guests. Whiskey Ginger had on Jessica Kirsten. Kill Tony Tonight features Pauly Shore. And then I don't know if you've been on social media at all last week, but Joe Rogan and the Protect Our Parks, they got after it with Mark Norman, Shane Gillis, and Ari Shaffir. Ari trying to challenge outdrink Shane, and he had 17 beers on the podcast, then just kind of passed away and threw up into a cooler. But there's been a ton of funny memes about it. This is one of the best groups to ever get together behind the mics. I'd go check out the JRE Protect Our Parks every time they get together, and this one was one of the best ones. And then lastly, Tom Segura was on We Might Be Drunk with Mark Norman and Sam Morrell. Always good to have Tom on as a guest, so check that one out as well.
Then there's like clubs that you personally have so much comfort in. So like the Brea Improv for me is where I like first did a feature set.
Whoa.
Who did you feature for?
Actually, the very first time was
Cosby.
I got promoted during the weekend.
Oh, bad host?
Well, had a rough go.
Okay.
It was a tell.
Wow.
Yeah.
What?
Damn. Yeah.
Wow.
Holy shit.
Well, that's got to feel good to get promoted.
Yeah, it was.
With a tell.
Yeah.
The king.
And I was like super fucking like a child, like you know, like a kid with like LeBron. I was like staring at him. He's like do you ever blink, like shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
The green room. And like
he gets more shout outs on this podcast than I think any comic.
I have a fucking like whole chapter about him. And it was my first time featuring a weekend for the improvs and for anyone, and I was like, you know, I was like, I'm a feature now. Like, it was amazing, right? And then I started to get work from them like that. And then the next year, so like a year has gone by, I get a call. I'm working a day job. They're like, hey, do you want to work like this coming weekend at the improv in Bray? I was like, yeah, sure. They go, you've been requested.
Woo!
And I was like, oh, by who? And he go, and they go, Dave Attell. And I'm like, wow. No. Right? So I was like, fuck yes. So I'm working the weekend and I'm like, now I'm a little more confident and I start, you know, where I think we do like Thursday show, and then after the first show Friday, we're in the green room and he was like, you don't have like a, you don't have 20 new minutes? And I was like, what? And he's like, I mean, you did some of those jokes last year. And I was like, oh, yeah, I guess. He goes, I mean, do you want to be like an actor or something?
Oh, oh my God.
From him. Hearing that from him.
He did tell this.
Yeah.
That is wow. And I was brutal. Like,
I mean, kind of. Yeah.
As far as new specials go, there weren't too many last week to really report on. Joey Avery had a set come out on Comedy Central that's really funny. I definitely go check him out on Instagram and go check out his new Comedy Central set. And if you want some more Joey Avery, go check out his episode of the Joke World podcast that we did. Besides that, though, this has been another episode of the Joke World Comedy Update. Every single Monday, bring you all the news in the comedy space. So please subscribe if you like these videos, and you can download them, just the audio, on Spotify or Apple, wherever you listen to podcasts, if you wanted to listen to this on the go, if you just want a quick catch up of and refresher of everything that's happening in comedy. But thank you again. Make sure you subscribe to the channel, go follow us on Instagram, and I'll see you guys next Monday.